what is it like to work with somebody like Phil Ramone? I mean, I remember as a little kid, every Billy Joel album that was any good was, you know, produced by him, and he's produced so many other people. What was it like just stepping into the studio with somebody like that?
Exactly how you're kind of describing. Like, you know, when you think of the albums, I grew up on Long Island, so you couldn't escape Billy Joel.
I grew up
where, you know, Paul Simon was pretty popular, and he did all those records. And you would think it would be daunting. I guess what made it a little easier is Phil has got to be 70 or close to 70. So he has this real sort of, and I mean this in, with the utmost respect, sort of grandfatherly thing about him where you just feel like, this is just a good guy. And he steps in, and he doesn't have 1 ounce of, I mean, he has an ego, but not 1 ounce of, like, I'm better than you ego. It's just, he starts telling these stories, and you realize this guy has recorded Bono, Lady Gaga, Frank Sinatra, and Tony Bennett. I mean, think of the gamut he's run.
Yeah.
And then in between there, he's done Billy Joel. And so what we were like, I was like, man, how would it be to make sort of a rock album with a guy who people pretty much probably have written off being able to do that sort of an album? And by the way, with a band that people are probably like, these guys are still doing it and they keep getting more popular after this many years. Why haven't they just stopped? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it sort of felt like we were both a little bit the underdogs. And it felt good making the album with them. And you think about it, the guy has 15 Grammy Awards. 15. You know? 15. People who get one are excited. He's been nominated 35 times. So he gets it. And he was so comfortable. And he's the first guy that I ever recorded with, besides when we self-produced the first album, where he made me feel like I was a good singer. He never was like, no, you've got to do it a different way. You can't use vibrato here. You can't do this here. He was like, does that feel right for you? Okay, well, let's try it a little differently or whatever. It's so you never walk out of it feeling like, you know, he just kind of screwed you over. You always felt like he was really supporting you.